Shvis, Paragyud Mishnevov, Ein Koisvin Prosbol, Ella Ala Karka. We only write Prosbol unless the borrower has Karka, he has land, because like the Rav says, when he has land, it's as if when then you write a Prosbol on that land, regarding that land, it's as if that land was paid back to Beis Din. And you wouldn't call in this situation Lo Yigosh, because when it's land, it's as if Beis Din already took it, because it's right there. The Tosafos Center brings down the Rashbam that anything that the Chachamim were able to misaken, that it shouldn't look like you're uprooting the Torah, they were misaken. It's based on Rashbam and Baba Basra. But Lafuke Metaltalin, it's not as if Beis Din went and collect. So if a guy has a coat, you know, if you wrote that in the Prosbol, it's not the same thing that Beis Din, as if they collected it. Because like land can't be stolen, and it's the Cheskes Abaylam, therefore we use land. Or like the Rashbam brings in the shame of Rashi, his grandfather and Baba Basra, that the reason they only used land, they only wrote it on land, is that it was only shchiach, that people would lend people with land. And they only made a prosbol, and they were misaking it on things that were common. And therefore, they only wrote it on land. Mishnah continues, ein lo, so if a guy doesn't have land, mizaku b'soich sadeo kolshu, so the lender should at least be mizake, a piece of his own field, he should sort of give it to the guy. And the Mefarshim explain, even if it's enough to grow a stalk of cabbage, he should give that over to him and write a prosbol on that. Because one thing about land is that it's the gift that keeps on giving. So it can continue to produce cabbage. So even if the guy owes him a lot of money, the lender can still keep collecting from the cabbage. Or obviously anything else. Hoysoloi sada mimushkenes ba'ir, kaisven alea prosbol. If the borrower had a field that either, like the Rav explains, he used as collateral and gave to somebody else as collateral to them. So he borrowed money from someone else and the lender had collateral on your borrower, his field. And now you want to write a prosbol on that. So you can write it on that very field that some other lender has as collateral. Or this borrower is holding collateral on a field that he lent out. In other words, your borrower that you're writing a prosbol on is a lender somewhere else and he took collateral a different field. So either of these cases, you're allowed to write prosbol on that land. Rabbi Chutzpitz Oimer, Kaisven Leish on Nichse Ishto. Rabbi Chutzpitz says that a person can write a prosbol on his wife's Nechasim, even if he doesn't own them, like Nichse Malug, where he just eats the Paris from them. He just gets the benefits from them and the Paris they produce, but he doesn't really own it, so he can still write a prosbol on that. Or Val Yisomim al Nichse Apotropin. Or if a guy lent to Yisomim, he can write a prosbol on their Apotropin, their caretaker's Nechasim, on their field. So, for example, if this caretaker, this guardian, borrowed money from the lender because the Yisom didn't have enough, so the lender can write a prosbol on the guardian's field. Even though the guy didn't borrow for his own needs, he's borrowing for them, still one can write a prosbol. We're very makel to write a prosbol on these things as well. Again, the point is, like the Taisi Zentiv said, any way the Chacham can be misakin, that it shouldn't look like they're circumventing and overriding the Torah. They were misakin. So that's why we can be makel in all these things.